what's on your mind. And I want to know, 855-200-1776, did you have a good Halloween? Did you have some trick-or-treaters last night, Mark?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
Not a single one.
You know, I remember when I used to live in the townhome back in Grand Forks, I wouldn't get any trick-or-treaters. I was single, and I was fired up to see all the kids and didn't see him. I don't know. You know, we had a ton. We ran out of candy last night.
I had candy, so guess what? I got to eat it.
Well, you should if they didn't show up.
But, you know, I live in a three-story apartment building.
But, I mean, to be an apartment and you're on the main floor,
yeah.
To me, that's just smart trick-or-treating. You know, it's boom, 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 one
right.
Door to the next.
It would have been. But some of the kids had been somewhere because you could tell there was sugar highs going on above me. There's sounded like wild buffalo running and sprinting
right?
till about midnight. So somebody got plenty of candy somewhere.
For all the belly aching I did yesterday on the program about wondering if we were going soft as a society to have all these indoor Halloween trick-or-treating events, I think Haley did more indoor trick-or-treating yesterday than she did outdoor. Now, we did do it at a couple of nursing homes. And retirement.
And she was dressed up like a little doctor.
She was, yes. Yep.
Very cute.
Came by the office yesterday afternoon and wanted to get right out at it, didn't she?
Yeah.
But we actually went over to Bethany Retirement Living Center, and the staff there had a pumpkin decorating contest. I posted on the Facebook page a couple of the – had one pumpkin as a gumball machine that they – you know, there was it looked like the glass part of the gumball machine.
Yeah.
The pumpkin did. And then they set it on an actual stand and had the little top on it. And then they did another one that was a cookie monster and cool. Had pieces of cookie coming off the edge of the pumpkin and an all blue pumpkin. I'm like, I felt very inadequate in my pumpkin decorating after I saw that.
Well, I was completely inadequatized by I met the lady that had the Betty Crocker. She would do pumpkin decorations and shave it down. She actually did a Norm Coleman face on a pumpkin when I was working for him, exactly like Norm, and brought it up there for her. It was so cool.
That's real creativity.
And I almost cut this finger off cutting a pumpkin at 7 years old.
Wow.
See, it got that zip there. I lived behind a hospital, and I went running over, blood all over the ceiling when my mom came home, and it was...
It was your worst Halloween nightmare.
That was my worst Halloween nightmare. And after that, I haven't had when I've ever worked on a pumpkin, it's been with a really small little knife.
So we did Rosewood on Broadway, and thanks to Tony Keelan, who was listening yesterday, heard us talk about, hey, you know, do you go to nursing homes? Is it a good idea to go?
That was great.
And he called and said, hey, we got a bunch of candy, send kids there, so I hope they ended up getting rid of all that great candy. And then we also did Bethany, where my mom lives. And she took us around, and she lives in the, they have an actual nursing home, and then they have assisted living and, you know, different areas. So she's in the, like, the assisted living side tower, and they're over, but she took us over to the nursing home, went on the floor, and I mean, the residents were just, you know, lit up, you know, just absolutely smiling from ear to ear. So
right.
It was neat. But because that took us a significant amount of time, and she got a bunch of candy out of it. When we went out, she kind of, I got enough. So, and then she decided to bake. So she was baking, and I was handing out candy. And Maria was at volleyball. So there you go. And Alex was working here. So how about that? Anyway,
yeah.
It was a fun Halloween in the Hammond family. We enjoyed it very much. What's the headline news-wise for the week here? What do you think is the big story?
You know, when Bill O'Reilly says something like that, you got to understand how big of a deal he's become on as ratings-wise, as far as commentary on news.
We're going to play that in a little bit. Bill O'Reilly with a segment with Charles, well, actually it was the memo that he does on the O'Reilly Factor, and he actually mentioned the impeachment word. And
that's a really big deal.
What he's basing that on is a debate over whether Obama has lied about Obamacare.
We know he has.
You know, whether there are flat-out lies. I'm looking at the Minneapolis Star Trib here from yesterday. And where's the number? I have not seen this number in North Dakota yet, but I think the number in Minnesota was 150,000 people have received cancellation notices that their current health care plan is no longer. Okay.
Over 300,000 in Florida.
So now there's evidence that not only was that, I don't know. Do you call that a lie?
Of course.
Do you?
You get to keep your insurance. And they knew you couldn't keep your insurance. You get to keep your doctor.
They were debating over whether that
was a lie.
It's
going to be cheaper.
Now, there's evidence in addition to the fact, in other words, the president could have had this utopian view that, yes, you're going to be able to keep it and could have believed
no.
That's how it was designed. However, we now know from a 2010 IRS report, I guess, that they knew that this was not going to be.
What we also know is they're permitted to single payer from day one.
There you get into dangerous territory.
Right.
So, but I happen to think when folks like Bill O'Reilly and Charles Krauthammer are debating lies, and Krauthammer, I think, was of the opinion that, you know, Benghazi, that'd be a lie, Obamacare, not a lie. You know, they were debating this back and forth.
Benghazi really, really is so egregious set of lies, not only.
But do they go to the president?
Absolutely.
We don't know that, though, do we?
Well,
the danger here is I don't know how much of this is just flat out incompetence.
That gal that went to the five talk shows and said this was caused by a video. There's only two people could have told her that are above the food chain: Ambassador Susan Rice, Ambassador to the United Nations, and that's Hillary. And that's Obama.
Right, but I think that was just horrible spin. That was
that's a lie. Everybody knew that was Al Qaeda on the ground. That's why we haven't heard from those other survivors.
I am not of the opinion that they're cut and dried lies. I think this administration is deceitful. I think they are. I agree with you on Obamacare. The ultimate goal, single payer. They want their grips on you. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That's their way of thinking. Okay. Whether they're flat out lies, I don't know that I'm there yet. Now, again, and I think they have to be. They have to be black and white lies in order for there to be serious discussion of impeachment. Okay? They have to be so blatant that just a gotcha Watergate-like moment that, you know, rather than a utopian view and incompetence and everything else. Mark says it's a cut and dried case. It's done. So who's right here? You tell us at 855-200-1776, because I agree with you. I think the meltdown of Obama, the disaster of Obama, and now getting caught, if you will, on, hey, you knew about this since 2010. I mean, Sean Hannity's show last night at Fox News Channel started with every single, he said it like 50, 60 times.
Period. And he'd finish each one, period. This isn't subject to if you have a qualified plan or if the sky doesn't fall. No, you will get to keep your plan, period. You'll get to keep your doctor, period.
Jeb Bush was in Fargo yesterday, the former governor of Florida, brother, of course, of President George W. Bush, here for a chamber event. He said Obamacare is a disaster, a complete disaster.
300,000 in Florida, where he's from.
Bush said the program's online rollout has been an international embarrassment. I hadn't thought of that, but that's an interesting point. You know, this is embarrassing for the United States of America, isn't it? I mean, come on. You can't roll out a website, for crying out loud? He said the program's unworkable because it expects young, healthy people to sign up for something they don't see as being in their own financial self-interest. Bush said many of the country's problems would resolve themselves if the nation refocuses on creating long-term growth. Interesting. So anyway, he was here yesterday, I didn't go yesterday. I could have, but I didn't, partly out of the fact that politicians are starting to wear me out, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? And I didn't care for his recent
immigration condescension toward Cruz.
Look down the nose at Cruz and,
yep,
you know, the Tea Party movement. But I think his commentary, given the fact that he has a more moderate voice on Obamacare's telling. How about this? For all the people jumping up and down and screaming about the oil spill, and look, it's a bad deal. I've long been of the opinion accidents happen. A federal report now suggests it might have been caused by a lightning strike. Last time I checked, we can't control those.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Obama thinks he can.
Now, I don't know how this works, honestly. I don't know. You know, how does a lightning strike cause a pipeline to leak underneath the ground?
Well, it's 3,000 degrees. I don't know.
Go down, zap it, and...
Zap and boink.
Yeah? I guess that's what lightning does, right? If it grounds itself, right?
It found probably the metal pipes, you know.
Sky to ground lightning. So right. In this case, it found a little ground beneath the earth where it was going for a ground, but went down for the steel.
Yeah.
Could happen, couldn't it?
It could happen.
Yeah. So this will be a big dent in all the greenies' desire to shut down the industry here now over
you know, more people die from lightning every year than tornadoes.
Well, it happens, yeah. So I thought that
was... Or from aliens.
Rather interesting little tidbit of news headlines as well. By the way, back to the impeachment thing, if you want to weigh in, whether Mark's right, flat-out, black-and-white lie, or whether it is not that clear-cut yet, which would be my opinion, that we don't have enough of a smoking gun there yet to say, aha, there it is.
But the bigger picture is that he's impeachable for doing unconstitutional behavior every day.
855-200-1776 to go thumbs up or thumbs down on that. We'll play you the O'Reilly Factor clip here at the bottom of the hour after Mark checks sports. Also have a great story to tell you about one of our new sponsors that was on.
Terrific.
With us on Wednesday. And then
you got another email on top of what she'd already said.
Already some customers rolling in. So we'll tell you about that bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. More of the Common Sense Club coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room. Information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake. Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I love Amy Grant. Is Amy Grant still kicking out hits?
On the gospel side, she's a gospel artist nowadays.
Is she? She always was a she always had a faith element to her music, but now it's more specifically identified. But a lot of it went mainstream, right? She had a lot of pop hits.
Oh, back in the day, yeah. And then actually, she got on the gospel side, and then hooked up with Vince Gill, and which is a tawdry story in country music. But
Did she marry Vince Gill?
Yeah, they're married now.
Oh, they're married. All right. Well, why is it tawdry? Did one or the other leave somebody else?
Yeah, Vince left his wife, and that's kind of where that went. made a good country song. Don't think he rewrote it. Would have made a good country song.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I actually have just took a look at her website, and she is touring around still, but looks like...
big into the bluegrass, big into gospel, mostly the gospel side of things.
Amy extends her record for most number ones in Christian music history. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Anyway, Steve Bockett is here.
Grant will offer quite a bit, too, with Vince. Vince, of course, is a stalwart at the Opry, so she plays a lot of dates with him there.
Very cool. Steve Bockett and I are getting set for a normal a nuts edition of What's on Your Mind. We always do that on Friday. We got a full 90 minutes today on a few stories that we're going to tackle. One of them is impeachment. I posted last night a video we're going to play in a little bit of Bill O'Reilly and his memo. And, you know, impeachment is, I think, fairly something that's been sort of on the fringes of the conservative movement. In other words, you don't have a lot of mainstream conservative voices talking impeachment, right? Because I think there's, number one, some shell shock from the Clinton era. And number two, no, I don't believe flat-out smoking gun. I mean, we asked Kevin Cramer one day, and we've asked other listeners when they do raise it, what's your criteria? And they go through a pretty solid list. Now, the question is, where is the president directly involved, right? And in other words, in a legal proceeding, Benghazi, for instance, how much did he know? When did he know it? Obamacare, when he said you can keep your plan, but you can't. Is that a lie, or was that just sort of utopian, liberal sort of warm and fuzzies? Oh, I hope it happens. Or did he actually know what he was saying was blatantly false? I mean, these are all things you'd have to get at. If I ask you're of the opinion this is sort of wacko talk, aren't you, Steve?
It is wacko talk, but my criteria is as far as, to me, the question isn't what did he know or what didn't he know. To me, the question is, are you responsible for the people that you put in place? There's always that guise around the presidency of, well, the president didn't know because they're protecting the president. Really? You're the number one guy in the world. How do you not know? It's your job to know. It's your job to know everything that your administration does because you are ultimately responsible for what happens under your watch.
Well, then you're making the case for impeachment. Because
as crazy talk as I think impeachment is, that's still the criteria of which I would hold a world leader responsible.
Yeah, and maybe what you maybe what you're describing is incompetence,
is incompetence an impeachable offense?
Right.
And I think that's what I'm getting at. If you fail, if you're incompetent, what happens to you or I if we're incompetent? We get fired.
And firing him is an election, and unfortunately, he's won two of them. That's the question. Anyway, just very simply, impeachment, normal or not? Some fascinating commentary on this on our Facebook page, and we're going to ask listeners about this as well. What's on your mind in the normal or nuts category?
I'm not a smoker. I've never been a smoker. I've never attacked smokers. I think that a business owner should be allowed to have smoking in their bar if they so choose. It's incumbent upon me to decide whether or not I'm going to go to that establishment or not. But New York has done it again. And this smells of Bloomberg. This wasn't a Bloomberg initiative, but just as he has gone kittywampus on attacking guns, attacking everything else, supersizing meals, everything except for managing his city is what the job of mayor should be doing, not trying to impose his personal beliefs on individuals. They've done it again in New York. They've just raised the age, or they're working on raising the age of being able to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. 18 is legal in this country to purchase tobacco products. And you can go die for your country at 18, which also brings up the alcohol question of 18, but that's a different topic. But now New York is saying you cannot buy tobacco products until you're 21. Is that normal or nuts? Is that too far? you know, at that point, you might as well just outlaw tobacco. Yeah, if you're going to go that far down that road, then outlaw tobacco. Make it illegal.
By the way, here's an interesting caveat. You can still buy a bong when you're 18 years of age, which is overwhelmingly obviously used to smoke marijuana and, you know, other illegal products. So isn't that interesting?
Ironically, the way this country's going, they're going to make tobacco illegal but legalize marijuana.
What was the story you were telling me yesterday? It was in the Bismarck Tribune about what we are spending on tobacco cessation, too.
In North Dakota, on tobacco cessation, the budget's up to about $10.7 million. They're spending about $55 per smoker in North Dakota for cessation projects to try to get North Dakota to quit smoking.
Is the $55 giving a proper return on investment?
That remains to be seen. I guess the only return on investment they would say is whether or not somebody quit smoking or not.
Who gets that money besides the gay pride parades and festivals? I'm serious. I don't know. I mean,
it's opening that door. But that's a good question.
I mean, as I've been thinking about it here, I can't think of any example of where I've seen that money being used other than that story. So that's the first one that popped into my mind, which was back, this summer, I guess.
Well, they got the TV ads and the radio ads and all the media buys that they make with that. But, after the Gay Pride event in Fargo, we also know that they spend money on individual events, so they can have a booth at events. And
$55 million. How much money did you say? $10
million? A little over $55 per smoker in North Dakota. The budget on the cessation program is $10.7 million.
Wow.
If you're going down the road of being 21, what's next, 25, 30? You're looking at indicators that are saying that, well, you might as well just outlaw tobacco.
Normal or nuts, you decide, folks. You can weigh in on our Facebook page or call us right now at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. 855-200-1776. Press 2 to join us live on the air. Back to the impeachment thing and O'Reilly when we come back here. Don't go away. Steve and I will be back with your calls top of the hour, too.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Mark is back, the Freedom Poet. This is What's on Your Mind. Mark will host the Common Sense Club from 3 until 5, 2 until 5 later today. Am I nuts today? I'm the one that's nuts.
Well, you're so happy about you like to filibuster. That's what you want to do.
I do. I'm looking for Mark and I are planning a filibuster for freedom.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to it. And we're doing that really to increase the amount of folks that will stand up and be counted as part of the Freedom Club.
Right.
Totally inspired out of our Freedom Club gatherings with folks that have started on the eastern end of the state but will expand to all parts of the state. We've already got plans in the works for a Grand Forks stop and a Tioga stop and many, many others.
Other inquiries.
But one of the reasons we're going to take to the airwaves with a Freedom Club kickoff and a filibuster for freedom, which is Mark's term, is we really need to, well, we've got a year. We've got a year, and, you know, some people cringe when you say this election is the most important in a lifetime, and the truth is we've had a few of them that have been category.
I think people that have said that about the last, I said that about the last election, and I really believed it. But this is even more important. And what about the presidency in 2016? I mean, we're literally going to the end of our way of life.
And I think Obamacare is a prime example of that. I mean, if you say, well, why do you say it's the most important? Well, okay, look at what's happening with Obamacare. Pull the Minneapolis Star Tribune up. 150,000 Minnesotans already know they're not going to have the health insurance plan they thought they had. Think of that.
I mean, a big blue state, too. And, you know, Obama, who likes to give favoritism to his buddies, the fact that it's faltering here is really instructive.
Yes.
But even more, one-fifth to one-sixth of our entire economy taken over by the government. Socialized medicine is an absolute antithesis of Republican free enterprise.
Here's what you can do in preparation of the filibuster for freedom. Join the Freedom Club. And, you know, what is most important more than anything is that we stand strength in numbers. And if you go to flagfamily.com, you'll see join the Freedom Club. While a monetary contribution is important, and we especially encourage businesses to do that, because I'm going to give you a story about an example of a business that's unafraid and what happens when they tap into the power of this freedom-loving audience in just a moment. It's pretty cool. But more importantly than anything, even in your monetary contribution, is the fact that you're unafraid to raise your hand and say, count me in. And as God is my witness, when you give us your name and your email address and your address so that, you know, we include you in our family, we're not selling that to anybody. We're not borrowing that to anybody. We're not giving that to anybody. That's simply so we know you're there and we can communicate.
And we want to organize powerful events that change history. We are fighting for this freedom that we cherished and lived under.
And the only way we can do that is to communicate in that way. So we're building an army. We're building an army unafraid to stand up and be counted and not just be on the other side of the radio and say, yes, thank you, somebody's saying it, but actually, you know, is counted, literally counted, because the strength in the numbers that will come from that is phenomenal. And here's how we know you're there. Here's a good example. I forget what day. Today's Friday. I think it was Wednesday. One day earlier this week. we had a new advertiser on. It was a woman from Artville, North Dakota, whose husband is a big fan of the radio station. So they listen as a family to the radio station. She started a product a number of years ago that was actually a pain relief product for horses first and then dogs. And one of her customers at one point said, you know, this works so good. You've helped us so much with the animals in the family. Why don't you do this for humans? And so she did a bunch of research and a bunch of work and has come up with an all-natural product that is working wonders for people in relieving their pain.
With chronic pain.
With chronic pain. It just cannot get over pain. So anyway, we did a five-minute interview with her 2 days ago. All right? And we did that because she called and said, I want to advertise. I don't have a big budget, but I want to advertise. And Stacy Bossett from our staff worked with her on a budget they could afford. And we work with this with a lot of businesses. We'll do a business partnership with them. We'll say, okay, let's find a number you can't afford that's doable. We will multiply that for you with more ads. And when you have success, let's have an honest partnership to say, what's that worth to us? All right? In other words, if you have 25 customers today, but we can turn that into 100 customers, what's that growth worth to us? What's a proper return on the investment of additional airtime? And quite honestly, when you work with folks that aren't, you know, that are freedom-loving, you know, faith-filled folks, you trust them. I look them in the white in the eyes, I trust them, okay?
Right.
And so we set up a similar arrangement with T.J. Schultz out of Arvilla, North Dakota, and her website. The ads have not even started yet, but we did 1 5-minute interview. She already, from that 1 5-minute interview, had enough customers to pay for her first month's advertising.
That's great.
5 people signed up, and yesterday when we talked about this on your show, Mark, somebody else called and said, I live 8 miles from this woman. I didn't even know it. I need the product. You know, give me your information. I want it. I want to buy it. You know, same thing. And again, so in other words, it continues. It's pain-commander.com is the website, pain-commander.com. If you're interested, you'll be hearing the ad soon. And I'll give out a number in a moment because I know a lot of our listeners just want to talk to somebody, and I understand that. You know, they don't want to fidget around with a website. They just want to, you know, tell me the name. Tell me the number. And
do you realize you've already given this woman 4 times? You're in the process of giving her 2 to 4 times what the cost of her ads traditionally would be because of this partnership?
Well, that's what we do, though. That's what we do. You can reach her, by the way, at 701-331-4416. I have a lot of examples. 701-331-4416. If you want to have relief from pain, this product helps. And again, the beauty of this is it reduces inflammation. So
totally natural.
Yeah. The beauty of this is my understanding is just the amount of people who take it, who just keep taking it because it works, right? So it isn't like, okay,
until their pain is gone and then they quit.
Right, and they're able to quit it altogether. So it's worked for a lot of folks. But I give you that example because it's the most recent one, right? It's a new advertiser, one interview, enough customers to pay for the advertising, just from one interview. Now, how is that possible? That's possible because of 2 things. The sheer number of people listening, and their loyalty to advertisers that support us.
See, so this isn't just passive listeners that are listening to some music. This is people that care about their country and their faith and their family and freedom.
Right. And now, I will tell you this. You know, there are radio stations that have more total audience.
Absolutely.
But the quality of the audience is what we sell, because it is a passionate audience that is committed like us. So what we're doing here is connecting folks. We're connecting our audience that turns to us and says, oh, my gosh, Obamacare, what's happening to these generals? What Benghazi? What, you know, I mean, that see the country they know and love and are passionate for just fading away.
And the mainstream media isn't going there, and political correctness and fear is palpable.
And you end up with a pit in your gut over it. And to know that there are people that agree with you, to number one, hear your frustrations voiced on programs that we air here, Rush Limbaugh and the like, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, gives you information, empowers you, and also helps you do something about it. And that's why we have plans for more and more of these freedom clubs where you actually can get in a room with folks and do something about it. 1 year till this election. This 1 year is absolutely vital. Now, sadly, because we're unafraid of our faith here, because we're unafraid and actually defend and celebrate things like the Tea Party movement.
Right.
That we devote a large share of our airtime to faith-based programs, to anything to do with veterans, to North Dakota Family Alliance, 40 Days for Life.
Traditional approach towards our Constitution, which has been obviously dissed by our president.
Not afraid to say a family starts with a husband and a wife, a man and a
How
woman.
How novel.
You know, that's the traditional family. You know, and I could go on and on and on.
Pro-life. That puts you in a category right there.
But by doing what we do, day in and day out, you shrink the pool of potential advertisers. So we need folks like T.J. Schultz in Arvilla, North Dakota, and the Hurricane Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota, and Daryl Wolf down at Odor Meds in Zeeland, North Dakota. And, you know, there's traditional advertisers, too.
And I love those steel buildings. I love Bruce Anchor.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Legacy Steel Building. I met Bruce Anchor at a tea party. I mean, that's where I met him. He came up to me at a tea party a number of years ago and said, hey, I support you, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
How many stations in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota do you think were excited about the two twins, the twins that were saved because of people praying in front of an abortion clinic? That wouldn't even get into the
I'm telling
news.
You, I'm telling you, bells are ringing in heaven over that. That should be a front page story. I mean, that's
but it's a huge encouragement around the world to people. But you see, if not for the Flag family, who hears about it?
Yeah, and you know, I will say this: there's Christian radio stations out there. There's Catholic radio.
Absolutely,
good. I listen to them. I really do, and enjoy them. But what we do is take secular programming. Rush Limbaugh show would be secular. Mark Levin's would be secular. Bill Bennett's would be secular, right? And what's on your mind? You don't hear a lot of faith-based things and what's on your mind. What you do is hear a lot of North Dakotans, Minnesotans, and South Dakotans, right?
That's an amazing show, by the way.
But in the inventory, the commercial time around those programs, we're telling you about 40 Days for Life. We're telling you about the North Dakota Family Alliance. We're telling you about a Wounded Warrior Family fundraiser and, you know, the Perry Center and all, St. Gianna's Maternity Home and all these events, church dinners, and we're unafraid of that. We want to do that over and over and over again, but we can't do it without you. So anyway, this is a long way of telling you that's why it's important to be counted, because if you stand up and be counted, you're going to know who our advertisers are that are supporting the message that you know. You're going to know about the events that we're doing, and it is so comforting to know that that's there. So that's why we're doing what we're doing, and if you go to flagfamily.com, flagfamily.com, join the Freedom Club. Sign up. You're going to make a difference. Now,
come to our next meeting, too. Or if you're far afield, create a Freedom Club in your area.
We need your support monetarily. We understand not everybody can do that. But is what you hear on the radio worth a buck a day to you? About a buck a day? Because for $400, you know, you'd be contributing a buck ten a day.
Just spreading out over a year, $33 a month.
And get us to election 2014, is that important?
1 year from November 4th.
I would ask advertisers, okay, $4,000. Can I afford $4,000?
Only $333 a month.
Right, exactly right. And again, advertisers that say, count me a member of the Freedom Club, because, you know, if there's thousands of Freedom Club members, and anywhere from a zero contribution on up to whatever you can afford, say 100 of these businesses that say, I could afford the $4,000 for the year. Now, all of a sudden, those simple numbers, those 1,000 Freedom Club members say, I'm going to reward those 100 businesses, and I'm not going to spend money with people that don't agree with me. That's how it works. And then we build something bigger for the future. I'll tell you a phone number you can call if you don't like the website idea, too, when we come back. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I promised I was going to play Bill O'Reilly, too, on the impeachment question. Kind of a slow sports day anyway, right? So you don't have much
sports
to
do. Yeah, slow sports day.
I said I'd give the number for Freedom Club help. Marie Beckerlig is just this marvelous, wonderful part of our team. And Marie is right by the telephone. Not even, you know, we say business hours, but even beyond business hours. So if you want to join the Freedom Club, and want more information about the Freedom Club, and to say, I don't totally get what Scott's saying there, call Marie. And that number is 855-200-1776, extension 3. If you say, hey, that Pain Commander deal, I'd be willing to do something like that. I'll work on a business partnership. You're telling me you'll tell your listeners, you'll tell Freedom Club members about my product, and you'll work with me on a price, on where that starts? Absolutely, we will. We'll figure out a price that's doable. And again, the number that I think is $4,000 in a year would be a base that you need to start with. That's a very small amount, as you said, Mark. You know, we're talking $333 a month, right? And you got to, you know, that's a good threshold. In any new business, you're going to need to at least be there, right? But we will multiply that and go to work. Anyway, if you're interested in any of that, call Marie. Go to the website. That's the easiest way. Flagfamily.com. Click on the link to join the Freedom Club. Or call 855-200-1776. Press 3 and you'll talk to Marie. And if you get a voicemail, she'll call you back. All right, here's impeachment talk going mainstream.
And Bill O'Reilly, thanks for watching us tonight. The deceit factor, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Last night, Charles Krauthammer and I debated whether or not President Obama lied to the American people about Obamacare. In order to bear false witness, a person has to know explicitly that what he or she is saying is not true, and the false statement has to benefit the speaker. Lying is one of the several deadly sins for a reason. Dr. Krauthammer correctly pointed to the Benghazi deception as a lie. You remember the Obama administration put out UN Ambassador Susan Rice to tell the world the American ambassador in Libya might have been killed by a spontaneous demonstration. Evidence shows the administration knew otherwise. But we don't know if President Obama directly ordered that deceit. We do know he did nothing to correct it. We also know that Mr. Obama said this.
Actually, any insurance that you currently have would be grandfathered in so you could keep. And so you could decide not to get, in the exchange, the better plan. I could keep my Acme insurance, just a high-deductible, catastrophic plan. I would not be required to get the better one.
So it turns out millions of Americans will not be allowed to keep their health insurance plan. But again, was the president misinformed or bearing false witness intentionally? The Wall Street Journal today accused President Obama of falsehoods. The Washington Post wrote that his health care assertions were not completely true. Both papers did not use the word lie. It is important for responsible news agencies, and a factor is in that category, to be very precise when lodging accusations. Did the president mislead the country? Absolutely. No question about it. Did he know he was misleading it? Maybe. Most likely, did he lie? Very possible, but the evidence is not conclusive. Here's a good example of a provable lie, just so you know. Last night, Bill Maher, progressive zealot, accused me of promoting the Republican Party, implying that I use talking points from the GOP. That's a lie. I have never received Republican talking points in my life. Anyone who watches this program knows we are often very tough on the GOP, but Maher doesn't care. He has nothing to lose by spouting dishonest gibberish. In fact, he makes money doing it. He has a lot to lose. If he didn't tell outright lies to the American people, in fact, he could be impeached if that were proved beyond a reasonable doubt. So why would the president risk that? The key question in this intense debate. And that's the memo.
Okay, so there you have it. Now, I think that is the, I think that's the thing. Is it, you know, falsehoods, you know, what does it rise to, a flat out lie? Did he know? But, you know, the I word is being said in a lot of places that it wasn't 6 months a year ago.
There are two really important words in the Constitution about impeachment. One of them is high crimes and misdemeanors. A high crime is committed by someone that takes an oath of office to do their job. And it includes falsehoods and lies and gross incompetence. And misdemeanors is not just some kind of a lesser criminal offense. It also, according to the 1828 Webster Dictionary, means malbehavior or misbehavior. And even more to the point, the role of the president is very specific, and he has been doing legislative roles. He has been usurping
power. This is a slam dunk
impeach, absolute, on many grounds.
And I'm not there yet, because I don't know that we know enough to say that there's a lot of smoke, but I don't think we have a Watergate-like smoking gun yet. In other words, did the president's bald-faced lie being caught? The administration's incompetent. They're deceitful. They want a different America than you and I want. I get all that. I'm saying chapter and verse in a legal sense. I don't think we have the smoking gun yet. You tell us who's right at 855-200-1776. Or if you think the idea of impeachment is a rabbit trail. You know, I mean, Joe Biden is exactly exciting, but I mean, Joe Biden would be defanged as you know. I tell you what, more powerful than impeachment would be, you know, the Senate in 2014.
If we could take 30 seats.
But anyway, tell us, 855-200-1776. That debate and more coming up on What's On Your Mind as we continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.